The new Cat Country 102, today's at Country. Good morning.
Hey, this is Chris from the Eli Young Band. I was calling to talk with Ryan.
Yeah, it's him, man. Chris, how you doing, dude?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
Not bad. How's the Eli Young Band in your world been these days?
It has been pretty much a flash and a blur, man. We've been going pretty much nonstop since about February.
Yeah, I mean, I saw you guys last in May, so you just haven't had a break this summer. You've just been going and going and going.
Yeah, you know, we put out the new record or the new single and went out on the road to promote it. And then we've been also, you know, just touring around, playing our shows and doing that. And it's been nonstop.
Crazy Girl's been doing pretty good. What was like up to number 16 on Billboard and 18 on Media Base, and everyone just downloading it like crazy.
Yeah, it's actually our first gold record.
Nice.
Yeah, we found out, I think it was last week, that we have a gold record. Awesome, man.
Awesome.
I remember growing up, that was always like, you know, the big sign of success and stuff. You'd watch, you know, VH1 Behind the Music or MTV Cribs or something. People would have their gold records up on the wall or that kind of stuff. And be like, man, that's pretty cool. I wonder what it's like to have one of those.
Life at Best, it comes out on August 16th. But you guys have actually had the album done for a while, haven't you?
Yeah, we've been sitting on it for almost a year now, so it's kind of weird. It's the first time we've done that. Usually in the past, we'll finish a record, and then within probably 2 to 3 months of finishing it, it's out and people can buy it. But this one, the label wanted to promote it properly and really give it some time to build up some hype and see what we could do with Crazy Girl at Radio 2 and all that. So for us, it's been kind of frustrating because we're like, man, we're ready to play these songs live and we're ready for this music to be in the hands of the fans and all that. But at the same time, there's a bigger plan out there, so it seems to be working.
Very cool. Now, since it's not out, the show that you've been doing, how much of the new material are you covering? I mean, I know you're playing Crazy Girl. Do you throw in another one or two songs, or you just have to, like you said, wait?
Yeah, we've actually been playing, I think, 4 brand new songs live. And,
cool. And
all of the songs were on the Crazy Girl EP that we put out about a month and a half ago or so. So once those songs were finally released digitally, we were like, all right, we got to play these live.